or Guru Maharaj is to explain this Shravan Bhakti. You have to be careful about this Shravan Bhakti, the listener, what a listener think to himself. He should think, I am of Krishna. Tadiyo, Tat, Haryam Tatsal, I am of him. Then we can get Krishna Bhakti. As for example, when you are going by boat to cross a river, and if you have got the anchor on the shore, anchor is there, and if you move the boat, if you ply the boat, where the boat will move? It will move like this, but it will not. It will go ahead. It will remain there. One marriage party in Bengal, there are many rivers, and they have to go to that place by boat. They boarded that boat, entered into the boat, and they have asked the boatman, you want to go to that place at the right time. At 2 a.m., we shall have to drive the auspicious time for marriage. No, I shall take you there 2 hours before. There is no difficulty. And they took all kinds of food that they have brought, and that the person who will go to marry in the house of the daughter, this is the system in India. And he has taken his own party there, and they have brought food, and they ate food, and the boat is moving, and like this, the boatman is, and there is also another person who is helping him to direct this boat towards the place. And now they slept, being tired, and in the morning they woke up. Oh, time has been passed. And they went to beat the boatman. You slept, you have not got. You get 2 hours before, marriage has been foiled. What is this? And they are quarreling. They saw they are in the same place, because they do not weigh the anchor. Anchor is there. Without lifting the anchor, if you move by the boatman's own way, they're pushing the boat towards the place, but navigating. But by that navigation, they're going to do it. Ultimately, because the anchor is not lifted. Like that, as long as we have got our false ego in this world, there will be no bhakti. You can perform bhakti throughout your life, you will be in the same place. First, we have to lift your false ego from this world. Who will help with this? The realized soul, Shuddha Bhakta. When with that ego, real ego, I am of Krishna, I am of Vaishnava, I am of Gurudev, whatever you will do, that will be bhakti for his satisfaction. So two conditions are fulfilled. Two conditions. One condition is, you should be of him, and only for his satisfaction, not for any other ulterior motive. I am not of this world. If you become of this world, you become unholy. A unholy person cannot serve the holiest Supreme Lord. If you become of Krishna, he is the holiest, then I shall become holy. Then after that, whatever I do, it will be holy.